would you have any sort of expression you use if you were leaving?
I'll see you later.
Okay. Would you ever say good day to people?
Probably so if it was a businessman or insurance man talking to you or something like that, you know. But, I mean, you tell a farmer good day, well, what is it to him, you know?
When you say good day, you say when you're leaving or when you first meet the person?
At 11 o'clock in the morning, you just tell them good morning.
Mm-hmm. When would you say good day, when you're leaving or when you first run into someone?
Well, probably leaving.
Mm-hmm. What if you're leaving someone after dark, you tell them?
Good night.
And you say, we had to get up and start work before?
Daylight.
Or before sun?
Sun up, I guess.
Okay, and then we worked until?
Sunset.
And you say, this morning I saw the sun
come up or rise.
Okay, and at 6 o'clock the sun
set.
Or the sun?
What am?
Or this morning, at 6 o'clock the sun
came up.
Or another word for that?
Rise.
Okay. You say, when I got outside, the sun had already
come up or raised.
And you say, if today is Saturday, then Friday was
yesterday.
And Sunday is
tomorrow.
And you say if someone came here on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that, you say you came here
a week before last.
Okay. What about if someone's going to leave, not next Sunday, but the Sunday beyond that? You say he's going to leave
week after next.
Okay. Did you ever say Sunday week or Sunday week ago?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
how do you use?
Well, maybe we put someone in jail, you know, and they may get a lawyer and he may ask you, well, how long has he been in jail? And say Sunday a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or tomorrow a week ago or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What about the future? You say he's going to get out of jail?
Sunday week, tomorrow week, something mm-hmm. like that.
And if someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you say he stayed about?
Half a month.
Did you ever use the expression fortnight?
No.
And if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody.
What time is it?
And you look at your
watch.
And if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say that it's
7:30.
Or half.
Half past.
And if it was 15 minutes later than 7:30, you'd say that it's
quarter past 7 or 7:15.
Or 15 minutes later, you'd say it's
7:45 or quarter to 8.
Okay. And if you've been doing something for a long time, you say, I've been doing that for quite a while. Did you ever say quite a spell?
Yeah. I use it quite often.
You said that yourself?
Mm-hmm.
When would you?
Well, I don't know. Like if you'd asked me, I knew someone, I said, well, you have quite a spell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just a long time, you know.
Does that sound more old-fashioned to you, like get shit off sounds old-fashioned?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, like I say, use them, you don't forget them. You can't forget them, not when you live with rural people, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? You go out there and talk above their head, well, they don't have nothing to do with it.
You said 1973 was last year, 1974 is?
This year.
And the child's just had his third birthday, you say he's?
3 years old.
And if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly?
A year ago.
And talk about the weather, you'd look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those
clouds.